Wonderful Friday morning, beloved. My, 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 but this week has slipped by us so quickly, hasn't it? Today we are in Psalm 115, and the psalm writer begins by giving glory to God, followed by an attack on idolatry, and then calling upon the people to trust in the Lord. God's saving words for us this week have been praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin. To you alone, O Lord, to you alone, and not to us, must glory be given because of your constant love and faithfulness. Why should the nations ask us, where is your God? Our God is in heaven. He does whatever he wishes. Their gods are made of silver and gold, formed by human hands. They have mouths, but cannot speak, and eyes, but cannot see. They have ears, but cannot hear, and noses, but cannot smell. They have hands, but cannot feel, and feet, but cannot walk. They cannot make a sound. May all who made them and who trust in them become like the idols they have made. Trust in the Lord, you people of Israel. He helps you and protects you. Trust in the Lord, you priests of God. He helps you and protects you. Trust in the Lord, all you that worship him. He helps you and protects you. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the people of Israel and all the priests of God. He will bless everyone who honors him, the great and small alike. May the Lord give you children, you and your descendants. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Heaven belongs to the Lord alone, but he gave the earth to us humans. The Lord is not praised by the dead, by any who goes down to the land of silence. But we, the living, we give thanks to him, now and forever. Praise the Lord. Today's key verse is Psalm 115:11. Trust in the Lord, all you that worship him. He helps you and protects you. Now, it's interesting, three times up here that we're told that he helps you and protects you. Trust in the Lord, you people of God. He helps you and protects you. Trust in the Lord, you priests of God. He helps you and protects you. Trust in the Lord, all you that worship him. He helps you and protects you. And so, basically, everyone who knows God, who serves God, we're to trust in him because he is already helping us and protecting us. What a wonderful God that we serve. Let us pray. To you alone, O Lord, I give glory because of your constant love and faithfulness. I place my trust in you, and I will praise you and give you thanks now and forever. Amen. Well, that time together has come to an end, and so has our week. I hope to see you in church this Sunday, either there in person or on the Zoom or on Facebook. And then again, next Monday, we will meet together Monday morning, and we'll be in Psalm 116. Someone saved from the dead praises God. So join me next Monday as we continue in our morning Bible studies together. God bless you is my prayer.